But he'll appear very soon. So we are discussing from the 9th chapter of 6th canto, one of the most exciting episodes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very, very wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. The episode of Ritrasur. And in fact, as I mentioned yesterday, Bhagavatam's one of the identifying episodes of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is said to be that book in which the episode of Ritrasur appears. Like that. So, yeah. So yesterday we saw the first section. So we saw that how Vishwarupa had three heads, one for drinking somaras, one for drinking wine, and the third for eating food. And when he was offering oblations, he was visibly offering oblations to his father's side, which is the devatas, and invisibly he was offering the oblations to the mother's side, the demons. And as soon as Indra came to know about this, in a fit of rage, he chopped off the three heads of Vishwarup, and one of those heads became a Kapinjala bird, another became a Kalavinka, and the third became a Titri bird. Okay. So based on this bird only, the Taittiriya Upanishad, the name of Taittiriya Upanishad comes from the Titri bird. Huh? Yeah, I think something like, it has something to do with the Titri bird, I don't know the details. I have heard sometime, you know, it ate and vomited something, and then it became Taittiriya Upanishad, something like that. It has some very strange story. Okay. So, and then Indra, because he had killed Brahmana, Vishwarup, so the reactions of that he got, because of which for a year he lost his fame. And then he distributed this between the trees, earth, water and woman, and in return for something, you know, they received the four sins. So the land developed deserts in exchange for the ditches will get filled. The trees developed saps which are inedible in exchange for branches and twigs which could grow by themselves, and water became foam and bubbles in return for it could increase the volume of anything. And women, they received the sin in the form of their menstrual cycle, and in return they could enjoy sex unlimitedly, like that. So this is where we ended our discussion yesterday. So if there are no further comments, discussions, questions based on what we discussed yesterday, we can continue. If there are, I'll wait for a few seconds. Okay. So we'll continue today's discussion. हतपुत्रस्ततस्त्वष्ट जुहावेन्द्राय शत्रवे इन्द्रशत्रो विवर्तस्व माचिरं जहि विद्विषम्. हतपुत्र, आफ्टर विश्वरूप हिज सन वाज किल्ड, ततः देयर आफ्टर त्वष्ट द फादर ऑफ विश्वरूप, शत्रवे जुहाव इन्द्राय, ही परफॉर्म्ड, लिटरली दिस मीन्स ही परफॉर्म्ड अ सैक्रिफाइस फॉर इंद्रा. But what it means is, he performed a sacrifice by which he could kill Indra. Through which he could kill Indra. Indra Shatro, O enemy of Indra, Vivardasva, flourish. Jahi Vidvisham, to kill your enemy, Machiram, without delay. Okay. So this is what he was his Sankalpa, you know. Oh, let the enemy of Indra be created by which Indra can be killed. Indra became free of the sin after 1 year at the beginning of the Ashwin month. Leaving the forest where he performed austerities, he began to observe the ceremonies of that month. Tvashta, hearing of the death of his son out of anger and grief, produced a means of killing Indra. His intention was to kill the enemy Indra. Thus he prayed for increase of strength of the enemy of Indra. However, the same words can be taken to mean increase the strength of Indra, the enemy, because of some intonation difference. Thus the meaning is the opposite. The word Indra comes from the root id, which means great power. According to its group, it should have a high intonation. Some Sanskrit, you know, pronunciation and grammar. However, according to the rule, samasasya cha, note Panini 6.1.223, when the word occurs in a compound, the accent should come on the last word. As a Tatpurusha compound, Indra Shatruhu, the word Indra should have a low intonation. It then means enemy of Indra. Okay. I mean, you understand, you know the story. This is just some grammar. I don't know much grammar, even English grammar. So, this is beyond my scope for explanation. If the word Indra has an accent in this compound, it is Bahuvrihi compound and means Indra, the enemy. This is according to Bahuvrihau Prakritya Purvapadam. The first member of the compound preserves its original accent in a Bahuvrihi compound. Only Jayadvait Prabhu is nodding his head, which means he is understanding, I think. Rest are all staring and only Jayadvait Prabhu was. Tvashta pronounced the phrase with the accent on the word Indra, and thus the meaning of the sentence became, may the strength of Indra the enemy increase. So what he intended and what he spoke, because Indra cannot be killed because he has been appointed by the Supreme Lord. So in a fit of rage he did it. So he cannot be. So always, you know, the protection comes. So, even though in this case, so even though one may be a mixed devotee, you know, somehow Krishna's protection is there. That's why this canto is Poshanam. So, even a mixed devotee like Indra is protected. Of course, with lot of, he's going to be embarrassed thoroughly. I mean, a Brahmana would rather probably give up his life than being embarrassed like this. He would be thoroughly embarrassed, but because of his attachment to live and live a life that he is accustomed to, he sort of accepts that embarrassment. That he lives with 1,000 eyes in his body, always to remind him of, you know, his embarrassing, his inability to overcome his urges. But still the desire to live and live as the king of heaven is strong. So, as Krishna tells Arjuna, sambhavitasya bhutasya, sambhavitasya chakirtir maranadatirichyate, he says, right? Correct? Something like that. So he says that for one who has attained lot of kirti, actually death is better actually. And people will ridicule you. You think after hearing those ridicule, especially you are capable of defeating them, while hearing those ridiculing, you think you can maintain your life? It is better to die, Arjuna. Fight and die than to live hearing those ridiculing for the rest of your life. So, it's not that Indra is not punished. He is punished. And he'll have to live a life of embarrassment. Like that. So, the Shruti says, Swahendra Shatraha Vivardhasva, with this meaning, Swaha Indra Shatraha Vivardhasva. This is what he said. Some other literature, some other Shruti says, I think Rigveda or something also has this episode of Prithrasur being killed by Indra, the powerful warrior. It is said in the teachings, Mantrohina swarato varnatova mitya prayukto na tamartamaha yatendra shakra swarato pradhatsa vagvajro yajamanam hinasti. A mantra devoid of proper intonation and pronunciation with improper use does not fulfill its purpose. Thus, by saying enemy of Indra improperly, the thunderbolt of the words kill the priest because of his offense. Prashta was not killed, but this is given as an example. But the verse is there to indicate the potential of mispronunciation. It can potentially kill. Okay. Prashta was not killed, but Vritrasura was killed. Like that. So, this is the problem with the processes which are under karma. So, small mistake, unintentional mistake can have no result, opposite result or compromised result. But it does not mean that done with improper intention, that is also punished in karma. Just like Namno Baladyasehi Papa Buddhi is punished in bhakti, it's not that you can get away with it in karma also. So Prayaschito Baladyasehi Papa Buddhi complicates the situation even in karma. You can perform prayaschitta. It will somehow neutralize. But you cannot perform a sin thinking that the prayaschitta will get me away. That is not allowed even in karma also. So that is not a problem only with bhakti. So this kind of crooked intentions in karma also is punishable actually. And apart from that, unintentional problem is also punished. So, it's not that something there is, there are certain things which are problem only with bhakti. So, whatever are problems with bhakti, those problems are apparent problems, are there in the other process also. And there are additional problems, additional roadblocks. So we may say, someone may say bhakti has no qualification. Anyone can do. Someone may say, no. How can you say that? Rupa Goswami says that Shraddha is a qualification for practicing bhakti. Oh, Shraddha is not a qualification for what? Shraddha is there some process for which Shraddha is not a qualification? The question is, why would someone do anything if he does not have Shraddha in it? Isn't it? So, if it's an Amavasya night and you have to go and pluck some flowers in a garden which is infested with some snakes and there is no light, or you have to go in that route, you do not know. Will you walk? Why? Because you don't have faith. So to do anything, you need some faith. So on an Ekadashi day, when prasad comes, you eat it because you have faith that, you know, there is no grain thing mixed in that. So for doing any simple thing, you need faith. So people in this world don't do anything without faith. They do anything confidently, hoping that they will get any result, only if they have faith in that process. And Krishna says that is the only thing needed. That is the only qualification for bhakti. That is qualification for anything. That is the bare minimum qualification to do any ordinary mundane thing also in this world. So, to say that faith is a qualification is to say that there is no qualification. Because faith is a qualification for everything. Like that. So, that is why here, if you remember the fourth canto, when Narada Muni was speaking to Prachina Barhi, he showed him, look, all those animals which you had killed in the animal sacrifice, they are waiting with iron horns to gore you up. You know, they are going to tear you apart. So he said, hey, why should they do it? Because I did a bona fide yagya, and in that yagya, whichever animals are killed, they will get a new body. Why should they wait to kill me? Hey, that is only in a properly performed sacrifice. If there was some discrepancy here and there, it will not get its body. Huh? And so therefore, you will have a problem. So, you may have performed your role as Yajaman perfectly, but what if some of your priests had made a mistake? You can ensure perfect execution from your side, but how can you ensure perfect execution from the Hota, Udgata, Advaryu, Brahma and all those people, and the people who sold the ingredients, that they would not have adulterated the ingredients, or inadvertently some adulteration happened? How can you ensure all that? So if there is a discrepancy there, the animal will not get its body again, and then you are karmically implicated. So that is a problem with karma. Therefore, when Bali Maharaj was finally arrested and sent to Sutal planet, just before leaving, Vamandev turns around, looks at Shukracharya, and he said, look, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm taking Bali Maharaj. Maybe some of the rituals are left incomplete. So, can you please, through your power, make sure that those sacrifices are completed. So, Shukracharya says, Mantratas Chantratas Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastutaha Sarvam Karoti Nishchidram Anusankirtanam Tava. So, he says that any discrepancy, wherever it may be there, if just some Sankirtan is done, everything is fulfilled. So, how can there be any discrepancy in your performance of, in his performance? Because he has surrendered his whole life and he has achieved perfection. So, there is no discrepancy. So, this was all, in one sense, little bit orchestrated. Shukracharya was just playing his role to stop Bali Maharaj and all that. And it was all little bit inspired by Vamandev, so that Bali Maharaj's glory can come out like that. So, yeah, that is the point. Purport.
There was some defect in Tushta's chanting of the mantra, because he chanted it long instead of short, and therefore the meaning changed. Tushta intended to chant the word Indra Shatro, meaning the enemy of Indra. In this mantra, the word Indra is in the possessive case, Shashti. And the word Indra Shatru is called a Tatpurusha compound, Tatpurusha Samas. Unfortunately, instead of chanting the mantra short, Tvashta chanted it long, and its meaning changed from the enemy of Indra to Indra, who is an enemy. Consequently, instead of an enemy of Indra's, there emerged the body of Rudrasur, of whom Indra was the enemy.
Okay, like that. And it's natural that, you know, when emotions take over, you do tend to commit such mistakes. Huh?
Long the Indra.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it must have been a very minor discrepancy. Saraswati went and sat in his tongue and she extended.
But whether Indra is enemy of Rudrasura or Rudrasura enemy, point is enemy.
Right, right,
right. I understand. Utna mujhe Sanskrit pata nahi. I cannot explain. So he understood some mistake was done and it gave the opposite meaning. That's all. That much only I can understand.
अतान्वाहार्य पचनाद उत्तितो घोर दर्शनः कृतांत इव लोकानां युगांत समये यता अतः thereafter घोर दर्शना a fearful personality लोकानां कृतांत इव he looked like the destroyer of the entire creation युगांत समये at the end of the millennium he looked like that उत्तितः he arose Anvaharya Pachanad from his desire to destroy Indra. He arose from that sacrificial fire. Though understanding his mistake, making a Bahuvrihi compound. So he understood it, says. Tvashta understood his mistake. That he had made an intonation mistake and this should give opposite result. So he says, though understanding his mistake, making a Bahuvrihi compound by accepting the first word, the normal usage, rather than putting the accent on the last word to make a Tatpurusha compound in order to kill Indra, the demon rose from the fire. So nevertheless, the demon came, but it would be killed by Indra. He would be killed by Indra. Taking the normal meaning, Indra would become the killer. Taking the exceptional intended meaning to kill Indra, Indra would be killed along with his carrier. Anvaharya means the monthly Shraddha offerings, but that meaning does not make sense in this context. So there are other meanings to this word, but the meaning here actually means that to kill Indra, from his desire to destroy Indra, Vritrasur came. Is there a purport? No purport?
No purport.
13 to 17, these four verses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five verses are together. Okay, you can look at your book only.
Vishvakvivardhamanam tam ishumatram dine dine dagdashaila pratikasham Sandhya Branika Varchasam Tattatam Rashikasmashram Madhyana Kokralochanam Dedipyamane Trishike Shula Aropya Rodasi Nrityantam Unnadantam Cha Chalayantam Padamahim Dari Gambira Vaktrena Pipatacha Navastalam Lihata Jihvayakshani Grasata Bhuvanatrayam Mahata Raudratam Strena Jrambamanam Muhur Muhuhu Vitrasta Dudruvur Loka Viksha Sarve Disho Disha.
Okay. Like arrows released in the four directions, the demon's body grew day after day. He appeared like a burnt hill. Which means black in color. Blackish, lustrous as a bright array of clouds in the evening, blackish but lustrous. The hair on the demon's body and his beard and mustache were the color of melted copper, and his eyes were piercing like the midday sun. As if holding the three worlds on the points of his blazing trident, dancing and shouting with a loud voice, he made the entire surface of the earth tremble. He seemed to be trying to swallow the whole sky with his mouth, which was as deep as a cave. Yawning repeatedly, he seemed to be licking up all the stars in the sky with his tongue and eating the entire universe with his terrible teeth. Seeing this gigantic demon, everyone in great fear ran in 10 directions.
Huh?
They are put
Tilak.
Oh, they have put? Yeah. Tilakdari demon. The verses are all connected with the last phrase. Seeing that form, the people fled in the 10 directions. He increased in size daily to the extent of arrows shot in all directions. He seemed to hold the earth and heavens on his trident. His mouth seemed to drink the sky. Is there a purport?
No.
No purport. Yena vrita ime lokas tapasatvashtramurtina savai vritra iti prokta papa paramadarunaha. This sinful, extremely cruel papaha, paramadarunaha, Tvashtramurtina, the son of Tvashta, Vritra iti prokta, was called Vritra because one who covers, one who covers, avritam, like that. Because he covered the whole world, yena avrita ime loka, Vritra iti prokta. So because he covered the whole world, he was called as Vritra. He covered the whole world with what? With suffering. So he covered the whole world with suffering because of his presence. Everyone was shocked. And the worlds were covered by Vritra, whose form was related to Tvashta. Is there a purport?
In the Vedas it is said, Saimal Loka Nagrunatat Vritrasya Vritravaram Vritatvam. Because the demon covered all the planetary systems, his name was Vritrasura.
Okay. There is another meaning why he was called as Vritra. Because his body also was huge. But another, the meaning that Bhagavatam gives is, he was called Vritra because he covered the world with suffering. Tam nijagnur abhidrutya sagana vibudar shabaha swair swair divyastra shastrogair sokrasattani kritsnashah. Vibudar shabaha, the best of the devatas, tam abhidrutya, charging the demon, sagana with their soldiers, nijagnur, they pierced him. Swai swai divya astra shastra ogaihi, they pierced him with their different types of celestial weapons, bows, arrows and other weapons. Saha agrasat tani kritsnashah, he ate all of that. He swallowed all of that. Opened his mouth and he said, aniyo aniyo. Is that a purport? Tataste vismita sarve vishanna grasta tejasah pratyancham adipurusham upatastu samahitah. So this is one good thing with the devatas. Something is not clear, they will immediately go to the Supreme Lord. Tataste sarve vismitaha vishannaha, they were wonderstruck and disappointed. Grasta tejasah, and bereft of strength. Samahitah, they gathered together. Adipurusham upatastuhu, they started worshipping the original Supreme Lord. Pratyancham, who was present in the hearts of every living entity as Paramatma. Is there a purport? Okay, now prayers by demigods for the Lord's protection. So, long. Next long set of prayers. 25 prayers. So some of the overall intent of the prayers is, prayers are like, you know, mixed devotional. But within that there are prayers which present very pure devotional, can be understood in a very pure devotional way, especially they are describing the mercy of the Lord, form of the Lord. They all are like applicable for pure devotional meditation also. Some of the prayers we can try to memorize also, because this time we have not memorized anything, at least yesterday. Shri Deva Uchuhu Vaivambaragnyakshitayastriloka Brahmadayoye Vayamudvijantah Haramayasmai Balimantakosau Bibedi Yasmad Aranam Tato Naha. Aranam Tato Naha. Let us take protection of the Lord. Aranam means protection. Any other verse where the word Aranam comes? Yatpada Pankaja Palasha Vilasa Bhaktya. So in that the word Aranam comes. Marker. Lakshman Rekha. Okay. Let us take protection of the Lord whom death fears. Yasmad antakaha bibeti. Yasmai vayam. Unto whom we vayu ambara agni apkshitayaha. Earth, water, fire, air and ether. Triloka, the three planets. Planetary systems. And Brahmadayaye and the devatas including Brahma. Udvijantaha, who are now in fear of death, Balim Harama, offer presentations. So let us take protection of the Lord, whom death fears, and to whom the elements, the planets, the devatas offer presentations. Okay. They take shelter of the Lord, thinking that no one except the Lord can protect them from the danger of Vritrasur. The elements mentioned represent all 23 elements. So even though only 5 are mentioned, 5 is representative of 23. So what is the 24th? Generally we hear 24, right? What is it? Huh? Yeah. No, Pradhan is 25th actually.
Sometimes
no, time is 26th.
Pradhan is
25th. Yetat chaturvimshatikam ganam pradhanikam. It is mentioned. So, something is missing.
Pradhan is already divided.
Okay, wait. The elements mentioned represent all 23 elements. Should be 24 actually. Anyway, what? Pradhan?
Pradhan is already getting.
Nay, they are like the products of Pradhan. So, but Pradhan is separately mentioned as 25th in Kapila Dev's teachings. Okay, anyway, in 11th canto it says there are multiple ways of counting. Anyway, those elements, the planets made of the elements, and the devatas in charge of the planets, starting with Brahma and all of us present now, who are afraid of death, offer gifts to the Lord. Let there be shelter coming from the Lord whom death fears. That is the purpose of this prayer. Is that purport? Yeah.
When one is afraid of being killed, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. He is worshipped by all the demigods beginning from Brahma, although they are in charge of the various elements of the material world. The words Bibedi Asmad indicate that all the demons, regardless of how great and powerful, fear the Supreme Personality of God. The demigods, being afraid of death, took shelter of the Lord and offered him these prayers. Although the time factor is fearful to everyone, Fear personified is afraid of the Supreme Lord, who is therefore known as Abhaya, fearless. Taking shelter of the Supreme Lord brings actual fearlessness, and therefore the demigods decided to take shelter of the Lord.
Anyone is in touch with Vrajal Govindrao? How far he is? Any idea? Okay, I'm just asking. When did you inform him to collect the this thing?
Yesterday night
only you told, no? Okay, maybe he must have started late. Or maybe he was trying to... From temple. Okay. Okay. So while you are messaging, we will continue. Oh, this is a nice verse. Is this there in the memorizing?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
It's not there. No? We will memorize this verse. This is a nice verse. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam svenaiva labena samam prashantam vinopasarpatya param hibalisha shvalangulena titaratti sindum
tititarti
sindum. Okay. Oh, balisha. What's the class? Okay. Balisha, the great fool, Atiti Tarti Sindhum, who is trying to cross the ocean of samsara. Okay. Shva Langulena, by holding on to a dog's tail. Upasarpati Aparam. Upasarpati, he approaches Aparam, other people other than the Supreme Lord. So if he, one who wants to cross the ocean of samsara by approaching anyone other than the Supreme Lord, he is trying to cross that ocean by catching hold of the tail of a dog. Which means the dog will drown, he will also drown. Vina, except avismitam, the Lord for whom nothing is astonishing to accomplish. For the Lord, nothing is astonishing to accomplish. Avismitam. Tam paripurna kamam, who is full in his desires. Okay. So, avismitam, paripurna kamam, samam labena, with a perfect form, sveneva prashantam, svena, by his own, matlab, his own devotees, prashantam, he is completely gentle with his devotees. So, basically what this says is, only a fool would try to cross the ocean of samsara, approach anyone other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and such a person is like a person who is trying to cross the ocean by holding the tail of a dog. And who is the Lord? He says avismitam, for that Lord for whom nothing is astonishing. He is not astonished by anything. Why don't you latch it? If someone comes, let them knock. At least sound will not be continuous. Okay. And then he says that so the Lord is avismitam and paripurna kamam, all his desires are automatically fulfilled.
Prabhupada gives the word of samam as equipoised.
Okay, that samam as equipoised. And Vishnu Jagadakur says, samam labena, with a perfect form, like that. And Svenaiva Prashantam. Svena Eva Prashantam. Svena is devotees. Eva means only. Prashantam means gentle. He is gentle only with his devotees. Like that. What happened?
It means arrogant with others.
Which means he is not particularly gentle. No. That's how Muktikesh Prabhu understands it. He is gentle only with the devotees means he is reciprocal with others. He is samoham sarvabhuteshu with others. But he is particularly gentle with devotees. Like that. Okay. So let's try to recollect, because mine is not in presenter's view, so you can close it for a few seconds. Okay. So this is this will be a talk or this will be kirtan only full?
No, this kirtan and then
kirtan for a few minutes only, na?
Yes.
Okay. Because I get distracted. So okay. So I will tell you, don't look at your books. So I'll tell the English, you tell the Sanskrit. Okay, that'll be fast. Or okay, because we are doing it after a long time, your laptop is closed. okay, no problem. So first I will tell Sanskrit, you tell English, that is easy. Okay, and then I will tell English, you tell Sanskrit, and then we'll memorize the verse. Okay. Balisha, the great fool. Atiti Tarti, who is desiring to cross. Sindhum, Shvalangulena, by catching hold of a tail of a dog. Upasarpati, approaching. Aparam, others. Other. Vina, except. Abhismitam, the Lord for whom nothing is astonishing. Paripurna Kamam,
satisfied in his own desires.
He is satisfied, self-satisfied, who is full in all his desires. Samam Labena, who has a perfect form. Svenaiva Prashantam, who is gentle only to his devotees. Okay. Now, the great fool, who is trying to cross the ocean of samsara, Sindhum, by holding on to a dog's tail, approaches Upasarpati, anyone, aparam, except
Vina.
The Lord for whom nothing is astonishing. Avismitam, who is full in his desires. With a perfect form. Samam Labena, who is gentle with his devotees.
Prashantam.
Okay. You can open. We will chant 3 times or 5 times and we'll try to recollect. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam svenaiva labena samam prashantam vinopasarpatya param hibalisha shvalangulena titatarti sindum. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam స్వేనైవ లాభేన సమం ప్రశాంతం వినోపసర్పత్యపరం హి బాలిష శ్వలాంగులేనాతిదతార్తి సింధుం అవిస్మితం తం పరిపూర్ణ కామం స్వేనైవ లాభేన సమం ప్రశాంతం వినోపసర్పత్యపరం హి బాలిష శ్వలాంగులేనాతిదతార్తి సింధుం అవిస్మితం తం పరిపూర్ణ కామం స్వేనైవ లాభేన సమం ప్రశాంతం వినోపసర్పత్యపరం హి బాలిష శ్వలాంగులేనాతిదతర్తి సింధుం అవిస్మితం తం పరిపూర్ణ కామం స్వేనైవ లాభేన సమం ప్రశాంతం వినోపసర్పత్యపరం హి బాలిష శ్వలాంగులేనాతిదతర్తి సింధుం. ఓకే, ప్లీజ్ క్లోజ్ యువర్ నోట్బుక్స్ బుక్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్. ఓకే, ఓపెన్ ఓపెన్. ఓకే, ఫస్ట్ లైన్ సెకండ్ లైన్ స్వేనైవ, సెకండ్ లైన్ స్వేనైవ, థర్డ్ లైన్ వినా, ఓకే యు హవ్ లాస్ట్ టచ్ ఐ థింక్. ప్రియ గోపేష్ బ్రో, అపరం హి బాలిష, ఫోర్త్ లైన్ శ్వలాంగులేనాది తరుతి సింధు. Okay, I think, okay, you tell the whole verse, try the whole verse.
Suji, I know it.
You already know it, but still you can tell.
Avismitam tam paripurna kamam svenai valakena samam prashantam vinopasarpatya param hibadisha shvalangulena titarthisindhum.
Haribo. Okay, who else would like to, Ashray Gopal, who you can tell?
అపరం బాలిష, ఫోర్త్ లైన్
శ్వలాంగులేనా అతితితర్తి సింధుం. బట్ స్టిల్ గుడ్ అటెంప్ట్. ఓకే, హరి బోల్. ఎస్ రోహిణనందన్ ప్రో,
వినోపసర్పస్య అపరం హి బాలిష శ్వలాంగులే నా ఇతి తర్తి సింధు.
హరి బోల్, వెరీ గుడ్. ఓకే ఓకే, సో దే ఆర్ బేసికలీ క్రిటిసైజింగ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్. ఆర్ వీ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ గివింగ్ లిబరేషన్ లైక్ దట్? ద ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పర్సన్ షుడ్ నాట్ సరెండర్ టు ఎనీవన్ ఎల్స్. A really foolish person approaches someone else for shelter, like devatas, karma yoga or jnana yoga. The wise person does not do so. It is just like a person desiring to cross the ocean by holding the dog's tail. The dog cannot cross the ocean. What to speak of the man holding his tail? The dog, seeing the man holding his tail, will throw him off in the water and the dog will also drown. However, it is not astonishing that the person who takes shelter of the Lord crosses the ocean of samsara. In fact, he does not cross the ocean of samsara. The ocean of samsara shrinks to the size of the hoof, the water contained in the hoof print of a calf. And then no one plans how to cross water contained in the hoof print of a calf. He just walks. Thus, the Lord is described as avismitam, without surprises. Though it is astonishing that without the Lord, some try to cross the ocean of samsara, it is not astonishing to cross by taking shelter of the Lord, since the ocean immediately becomes like the water in a calf's hoof print. And actually it is mentioned in one of the 10th canto commentary, Srila Vishnachakra Thakur says, actually one thing is it shrinks to the size of a water contained in a calf's hoof print, and second thing, what is compared to the water contained in the calf's hoof print?
The ocean of
existence. Material existence. But water contained in a calf's hoof print is very auspicious. So for him, even samsara becomes auspicious. Vishvam purna sukayate. Like that. The Lord is always complete in His desires along with samam, the attainment of swarupa of seven types of sweetness. So what is this? Why is, like Prabhupada says, samam means with equanimity, equipoised. And how is samam prashantam mean having a perfect form? So he says, the attainment of swarupa of seven types of sweetness, that is the meaning of prashantam. So, footnote by Banaswami Maharaj, he says, perhaps this refers to his beauty, fragrance, sound of his voice, youthfulness, tastiness, liberality and mercy mentioned in Madhurya Kadambini. In the last section this comes. How? For a person at the stage of bhava and prema, gradually one by one he comes in touch with one element of the Lord's beauty, or his eyes come in touch with the beauty of the Lord, then he faints, then he gets up, then his nose comes in touch with the fragrance of the Lord, then he faints, and then he gets up, then the Lord touches him, and by the touch of the Lord, you know, he faints, and then he gets up, like that, and then finally the audarya and you know, the karunya. Like that, seven elements are mentioned. And then at once he experienced all of them together, like that. He has enjoyment bestowed through his Hladini Shakti. The Lord is gentle, tolerant of his devotees, though they commit seva aparad, since he is affectionate to them. This is the meaning of Davan Nimilyavani Tre Naskalena Patetiha. Any inadvertent mistake is not at all considered in devotional service. That is the meaning of prashantam. Re. He did it without knowing. Chordo. Nothing considered. No mistake. Provided his attitude is perfect. His attitude is of serving. Then any inadvertent mistake is immediately forgiven. Okay. Purport?
A dog can swim in the water, but if a dog dives in the ocean and someone wants to cross the ocean by holding the dog's tail, he is certainly fool number one. A dog cannot cross the ocean, nor can a person cross the ocean by catching a dog's tail. Similarly, one who desires to cross the ocean of nishayans should not seek the shelter of any demigod or anyone else, but the fearless shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58 therefore says, समाश्रिताये पदपल्लवप्लवं महत्पदं पुण्ययशो मुरारे भवाम्बुधेर्वत्स पदं परं पदं 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 यत्विपदां तेषां. The Lord's lotus feet are an indestructible boat, and if one takes shelter of that boat, he can easily cross the ocean of nescience. Consequently, there are no dangers for a devotee, although he lives within this material world, which is full of dangers at every step. One should seek the shelter of the all-powerful instead of trying to be protected by one's own concocted ideas.
Okay. So, we'll move on to the next prayer, third prayer. Yasyoru shringe jagatim swanavam manuryatabat durgam saevanastvashtrabayat durantat tratashritan varicharopi nunam. Vari is water, varichara is one who moves in water. This is Matsyavatar. Varicharapi jagatim swanavam abadhya. Abadhya means to bind, bandhana. Swanavam, his boat, jagatim. A boat of the earth was bound. Yasya uru shringe in his horn. You know, the Matsyavatar has horn. In that horn, through the ropes of Vasuki, the whole boat was filled with all the sages and the essential herbs and Vedas. Everything was loaded and Matsyavatar pulled. Tatara Durgam, and crossed the ocean of devastation. So that Matsya will deliver us. Nahatrata. Like that. We take shelter of him out of endless fear of the son of Tvashta. Duranta Tvashtrabayat Sahaeva Ashritan. So we will take shelter of that personality out of this endless fear of this Vritrasur. Like that they offer this prayer. So Srila Vishnachakaya Thakur says, though we are very low, having material desires, and approach the Lord out of fear of the demon, he should protect us just as he gave protection previously. So he gave protection to whom? So who was that personality who collected all the herbs and the sages and loaded in the boat? Satyavrata Muni nahi, King Satyavrata. Muni nahi, Rishi.
Satyavrata is only the next Manu.
Yeah, he is the next Manu.
Eighth
Manu. Yeah.
Savarani.
Not Savarani. Satyavrata would become Savarani Manu, Shayad. Yeah. Just as Matsya saved the earth, he will save us from the demon. Though he moves about in the water and is situated there, he can protect us who are on the land because he is the Lord. Like that. Just like if the even though crocodile may be very powerful in water, that does not mean a crocodile can attack and kill any land animal. You know, there are cases where I have seen some videos in which a lion or something comes to drink some water, and that's a crocodile invested this thing, water. And the crocodile attacks the head direct because it's drinking water like that, you know, with the huge jaws, you know, attacks the head and pulls the lion inside. And then there is some underwater skirmish. And in a few seconds, the lion is holding the crocodile in its mouth and it goes out of the water. The lion is holding the crocodile and carries the crocodile out of water. Like that. So it's not necessary. So when the king of the forest comes, just because crocodile may be a varichara. Does not necessarily mean, but this is used in a slightly different sense. Even though the matsya may be varichara and we are situated in land, he can still protect us because he is the Supreme Lord. He is not just any ordinary aquatic like that. Purport. No purport? Okay. Pura svayambhorapi samyamambasi udirna vatormi ravai karale ekoravindat patitas tatara tasmat bayatyena sanostu paraha. May the Lord who saved Brahma, svayambhu tatara, even he saved even Brahma, ekaha. When was Brahma in danger? When he was alone. Before anything was created. He didn't know how to create. Aravindat patitaha. He almost fell from the lotus seat. When was this? Ravaihi karale bayad. Out of the fear of the sound. Udirna vatormi. Of the strong winds and waves. Samyama ambasi. In the waters of devastation. You know, in the terrible waves and the sound and the lotus was shaking, he almost slipped off the lotus and he was going to fall into the waters of devastation. At that time, the Lord saved him.
Where did this come from?
I mean, these details are not there, but it is mentioned in second and third canto. Yeah. Naha astu paraha, may he be our deliverance. It is mentioned that he was little bit unsure and afraid. That much is mentioned. Yeah. So whether he was going to slip and fall, that is not mentioned directly. But here they mention. Because Brahmaji is also there in this offering prayers. Naha astu paraha, may he be our deliverance. Like that. Brahma almost fell from the lotus growing from the Lord's navel out of fear of the waters of devastation. He was saved by the Lord. Oh. Devprabhu is also trying. You informed him? You informed? Oh, okay. Is there a purport?
No.
No purport. Interesting. For prayers, you know, Prabhupada has not written, but generally purports are there. Okay. Let's continue.
Yes, because the mood is not in pure devotion.
Maybe. Quite possible. Maybe. Next Acharya. Ashraya Acharya. So we have like Sambandha Acharya, Abhideya Acharya, Prayojana Acharya and Ashraya Acharya. Okay. Ya eka isho nijamaya yanah sasarja yenan srujama vishvam vayam nayasya pipura samihatah pashyama lingam pratagisha maninah. Ya eka ishaha, that one Lord, nijamayaya naha sasarja, created us by his own energy. Yena anustrajama vishvam, and by him alone we create the universe. So he created us, and by his empowerment, we create the universe. As Brahmaji says, srijami tan niyuktoham. Haro harati tadvashaha vishvam purusha rupena paripati trishakti druk, he says. Like that. So he created us and by his empowerment alone we are creating the universe. Vayam pritakisha maninaha. We, thinking that we are also creators, na pashyama yasya lingam. We do not see the form of the Lord. Puraha samihataha. Who performed pastimes long before we existed. Okay, so now they are thinking that, oh, we are not able to see the Lord because we think we are independent creators.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we are not able to see the form of the Lord. But the Lord, long before even we were created, He was performing pastimes like that. Though the Lord is present everywhere and also here, He is not visible to our material senses. But by His mercy, may He become visible and protect us. This is explained in three verses, starting from this verse. We do not see the form of the Lord who performed pastimes in the form of Rama or Krishna before we existed. The reason is that we think we are the Lord's. Okay. Is there a purport?
Here is an explanation of why the conditioned soul cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Even though the Lord appears before us as Lord Krishna or Lord Ramachandra and lives in human society as a leader or king, the conditioned soul cannot understand Him. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumashritam. Rascals deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking Himself as ordinary human being. However insignificant we think that we are also God, that we can create a universe or that we can create another God. That is why we cannot see or understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Lingam eva pashyamaha kadachit abhimanastu devanam api sanniva praya kaleshu nastyeva taratamena sopitu. We are all conditioned to various degrees, but we think that we are God. That is why we cannot understand who is God or see to Him face to face.
Okay. Yonas sapatnair brishamardhyamanan devarshitiriyan rishunitya eva Kritavatarastanubhiswamayaya Kritvatma sadpati yuge yuge cha Tameva devam vayamatma daivatam Parampradanam purusham vishvamanyam Prajama sarve sharanam sharanyam Svanam sanodhasyatisham mahatma. Considering us His own self, He protects us when we are greatly suffering from the demons by becoming avatars in various forms amongst men, animals, sages and devatas by His mercy in every yuga. So they are telling that we are not asking you to do something which is unprecedented. You have always done it. Whenever we were attacked by the demons and when we are suffering, you came in various forms of among men, animals, sages and devatas, and you protected us. Okay. We approach the Lord worthy of worship by all beings who is the supreme cause, Prakriti, the universal form, the spiritual world, the shelter of His devotees and the most worthy shelter, Sharanyam, Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam. He will give good fortune to us. So He says, the Lord is the supreme cause, the Lord is Prakriti. Meaning, Prakriti is His energy, in that sense. Similarly, the universal form also is His energy. And the spiritual world is His antaranga shakti. And He is the shelter of it, His devotees. And He is the most worthy of shelter also. He is the ultimate shelter. He gives shelter and He is the most worthy of taking shelter also. Like that. So, they say, becoming avatars with forms like Upendra and Parashuram by His mercy or His Chit Shakti, taking us as His own self, He protects us. Okay. Thus, we are not hesitant to request Him to protect us now. He has already done it before. So therefore, we are requesting Him to protect us again. Okay. Thus, we are not hesitant. Okay. The Lord is the universal form through his Maya Shakti, because it is a manifestation of his Maya Shakti. By his Swarupa Shakti, he is different from the universe. Anyam. Like that. Okay? Now, Shukadeva Goswami says, is that purport?
Yes.
Yeah.
In this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is ascertained to be the original cause of creation. Sridhar Swami, in his commentary, Bhavata Deepika, replies to the idea that Prakriti and Purusha are the causes of the cosmic manifestation. As stated herein, Param Pradhanam Purusham Vishwamanyam. He is the supreme cause, represented as the male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form, Virat Rupa. The word Prakriti, which is used to indicate the source of generation, refers to the material energy of the Lord, and the word Purusha refers to the living entities who are superior, the superior energy of the Lord. Both the Prakriti and Purusha ultimately enter the Supreme Lord. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Prakritim Yanti Mamikam. Although Prakriti and Purusha superficially appear to be the causes of the material manifestation, both are emanations of different energies of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the cause of Prakriti and Purusha. He is the original cause. Sarva Karana Karanam, Naradiya Puran says, Avikarupi Paramaha Prakritistu Vikarini Anupravishya Govinda Prakritishta Vidhiyate. Both the Prakriti and Purusha, which are inferior and superior energies, are emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, Gama Vishya, the Lord enters the Prakriti and then the Prakriti creates different manifestations. The Prakriti is not independent or beyond his energies. Vasudev or Lord Shri Krishna is the original cause of everything. Therefore, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam prabhakrati iti matva bhajante imam buddha bhavasamandita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this, engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. In Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.33, the Lord also said, Aham evasam evagre. Only I existed before the creation. This is confirmed in the Brahmanda Purana as follows. Prithir abhyavadhanena prakrutitvam iti sthitihi ubhayatmaka sutitvat Vasudeva Parambhuman Prakriti Purushascheti.
What is Prabhupada? Why is Prabhupada quoting all these things? What is, in what context can you tell?
Supreme
cause, Param. Yeah.
To generate the universe, the Lord has acts indirectly as the Purush and directly as the Prakriti. Because both energy emanate from Lord Vasudev, the all-pervasive Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is known as both Prakriti and Purush. Therefore, Vasudev is the cause of everything. Sarva Karana Karana.
So, mainly he has, in this purport, he has focused on the Lord being the ultimate cause, the supreme cause, Param, like that. Okay. Shukadev Goswami continues.
So now the prayers are not working.
Now, so this is before seeing the Lord they offered prayers. Now after seeing the Lord they will again offer prayers. So in between, so now they have offered prayers before seeing the Lord. And that's why they said, look, we have material desires, that's why we are not able to see the Lord, like that they said. So now, Shukadeva Goswami is going to interject and say what exactly happened after that. Shri Shuka Uvacha, Ititesham Maharaja Suranam Upatishtatam Pratichyam Deshyabodhyavi Shankha Chakra Gadadaraha. The Lord has arrived now. O King, iti suranam upatishtatam, when all the devatas offered him their prayers, shankha chakra gadadaraha, the Lord carrying his weapons, the conch, the disc and club, avirabhud, tesham. These three words come where? At the end of Gopi Gita, correct. Actually, it is not tesham, it is tasam, amongst them. Tasam avirabhut shaurihi smayamana mukambujah. Pitam baradara shragvi sakshat manmata manmatah. So, avirabhut. There also shauri avirabhut. Here also shankachakra gadadarah avirabhut. So, Pratichyam Dishi on the bank of the Western Ocean appeared.
Which ocean?
Some ocean. The devatas attacked by the demons could not remain in a good place. Okay? So, because they were attacked by the demons, they could not remain in a good place. Thus, they sat and offered prayers in an isolated place on the bank of the Western Ocean. Some Western Ocean. Okay.
This is going on in somewhere in above planets only.
Yeah, but they are not allowed to stay in Swarga because the demons have attacked. So, somewhere else where they could not be found. That's where they are. Okay.
So, demons can travel from... Okay.
Yeah, why not? Otherwise, why would they be fighting?
Yeah, yeah. There are some demons, those are above also. Like in teachings of Rupa Goswami. Like humans, above humans, there are ghosts, above ghosts, there are kinnaras.
Well, above in the sense, not geographically above.
Yakshas are there.
Yakshas,
Rakshas are down.
See, the hierarchy can be in terms of evolution of consciousness. It could sometimes it could be based on the powers also. So, you know, you can have different types of hierarchy. Like if you have to give a hierarchy of varnas according to their development of consciousness, it is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But if you give the hierarchy according to physical strength, maybe Kshatriyas will come first. Maybe even some Shudras may come second also. Brahmanas may come last also. There are different kinds of hierarchy. So, the ghosts certainly sort of control or instill fear in human beings. So maybe for that reason they are given in terms of power probably. Yeah. Okay, anything else? Is there purport? No purport. So the form of the Lord is described. Atmatulyai shodashabir vina shri vatsa kaustubhau paryupasitam nidra sharad amburu hekshanam drishtvatvam avanau sarva ikshanakhlada viklavah dandavat patita rajan shanair uttaya tushtuvuhu. Drishtva unnidra sharadamburuha ikshanam. Unnidra means completely blossomed. Sharad is the autumn season. Ambu is water. Ruha is that which grows out of water. Lotus. Ikshanam, eyes. Unnidra sharad amburuha ikshanam means who has the eyes as beautiful as the autumn blooming lotus. Paryupasitam, who was served atmatulyaihi shodashabihi, who was served by attendants atmatulyaihi, equal to him, but vina shrivatsa kaustubhav, but they didn't have shrivatsa and kaustubhavani, but they looked almost exactly like the Supreme Lord. Sarva, all the devatas, tam ikshana akhlada viklavaha, completely overwhelmed by the happiness, with happiness on seeing the Lord. Avanav dandavat patita, avanav is on the ground, dandavat patita, they fell down offering their obeisances. Shanaihi, and gradually uttaya tushtuvuhu, they arose
and Tushtuvuhu, they offered prayers to please the Lord. The Lord was worshipped all around by associates like Sunanda, who were like the Lord with various markings such as four arms, but without the Shrivatsa and Kaustubha. Is there a purport?
In Vaikunthaloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has four hands and decorations like Shrivatsa mark on his chest and the gem known as Kaustubha. These are special indications of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord's personal attendant and other devotees in Vaikuntha have the same features except for Shrivatsa mark and the Kaustubha gem.
Okay.
Only when the Lord appears, so in one particular pastime, it is seen that many different personalities are offering different prayers.
Uh-huh.
I'm not remembering exactly which pastime is that.
This is after Dakshayagya.
Ha, Dakshayagya. Yeah.
Correct.
So every one of them offers different prayers, and most of the times it is like they offer combiningly the prayers.
Uh-huh.
Like Deva Uchu or.
Correct.
So those prayers are in sequence also. We can find out link between the prayers.
Correct.
So how each of them are like similar minded, so that they are offering prayers in completely assessing, in sync.
See, I can only guess. I don't know for sure. It's like a relay race. You know, someone offers, I'm just guessing, again I'm telling. I don't know for sure. Maybe they just have one spokesperson who is presenting. It could be that way, because that is generally the general etiquette. So Shaunaka was the spokesperson for all of them. So he spoke, he asked questions. So, because it is mentioned Vriddha Kulapati, you know, the qualifications, that could be the case. That is one possibility. Another possibility is that someone spoke and another person took it from there, you know, logically connecting. So, like that, like passing the baton. It could be like that, but either way, I don't know for sure. It is not mentioned. And because also they are like birds of the same feather. So they think alike also. Quite possible. Now, these are the prayers after they take darshan of the Supreme Lord. Shri Deva Uchuhu Namaste Yajna Viryaya Vayase Utate Namaha Namaste Hyashta Asta Chakraya Namasupuruhu Taye. Namaste, we offer respects to you. And who are you? Yajna Viryaya, you who bestow the results of sacrifice. Vayase Uta, who destroy those results as well. You can bestow, you can destroy. Asta Chakraya, who holding the chakra kills the demons and protects us. Supuruhutaye. Su is many, Puru is many, Supuru is many, many. Hutaye means means of calling, that is names. So, who is invoked by many, many names, like that they are offering. Basically what they want to say is, Namaste. We offer our respects to you. And who are you? You are Yajna Viryaya, you are Vayase, you are Asta Chakraya, and you are Supuruhutaye. Like that, in four ways they are addressing the Supreme Lord. Srila Vishnu Jagadagur comments here, the devatas expressing that the Lord should be considered their only object of worship say that He alone is the cause of giving or obstructing results.
for persons like themselves worshipping through sacrifices. So, Bhuktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. So, by addressing him as Yajna Viryaya Vayase, by this combination of two words, here the Devatas are rejecting the Karma Mimamsa philosophy. If he wants, he can give. If he does not want, he can choose not to give also. He is not obliged to respond to the call of karma. He is the one who controls the law of karma. So therefore, he is Yajna Viryaya Vayase. He is not like an ATM machine. You put the card, put the right password, and if the machine has the money, it has to dispense. He is not like that. So, by that, you know, Yajna Viryaya and Vayase, he is rejecting the Karma Mimamsa philosophy. The Lord gives the results of sacrifice such as Swarga, Yajna Viryaya. We offer respects to he who has the ability to give the results. That's why he is Virya. Again, we offer respects to the Lord who destroys those results in the form of time. Because whatever by Karmakandiya yajnas you get, that is temporary. In the form of time, he destroys it. Kalosmi lokakshayakrit pravritto. Kalosmi.
Yeah.
You're going to connect it, right?
For the future, whenever it
is it brand new?
Yes.
Huh?
One working duty in Narayana Krishna. Company signed it during lockdown. But he used the laptop, so he is lying there only. He said, you use it there. It's gone.
Okay.
That is the company asked that.
Company will not remember, probably. But is it that it has to be charged for a minimum duration of time before it is used once, something like that? Switch it on, let's see. Okay, whenever it comes. Okay. Okay, let's continue.
The same written first instruction is for long to increase battery life, please load the following. Charge this UPS for 8 to 10 hours before putting it to use for the first time.
Okay.
For long time.
So it's meant for tomorrow, not today. Okay, fine, fine. At least let's start those 8 to 10 hours now. Take it to some room, plug it, switch it on, let it get charged. Today we cannot use it. Whenever the power supply comes, we will. So don't try to use it today. Just keep. Don't even charge it here. Put it for charging in some other room. And whenever it is done, tomorrow we can use it. Tomorrow and day after, it will be useful. Okay. Okay. We offer respects to you who throw your chakra, killing the demons and protecting us. We offer respects to the Lord who is nicely invoked with names such as the above. Puru, supuru hutaye. Like that. Is there a purport? No purport. Okay. Yatte gati naam tisrunam ishito paramam padam narvachino visargasya dhatar vedito marhati. O dhatar, O Lord, visargasya arvachinaha. Visargasya means creation. Arvachinaha means who later appeared in the creation. Na vedito marhati. They cannot understand. Te paramam padam, the supreme abode of you. Tisrunam gatinam ishituhu, the person who dispenses the destinations of devatas, men and animals. So this is another way of addressing the Supreme Lord through one of his activities. He is the one who dispenses the destinations of devatas, men and animals. Like that. So persons who have appeared later in the creation cannot understand. I mean, it's not like those who have appeared earlier in the creation can understand. What it means is that persons who have appeared later in the creation means after creation, whoever has appeared have appeared due to your mercy. So without your mercy, they cannot understand. So in one sense it is like, the devatas are created, some of the devatas, at least the sense devatas, they are part of the Prakrita Sarga, the primary creation. Correct? So therefore, in one sense they are superior because they are created much before the other living entities. Living entities are not created, that their bodies are created. And their bodies are personally created by the Supreme Lord, the sense devatas. And they are not created by Brahma and the Prajapatis. Their bodies are not created by Brahma and Prajapatis. So he says that they cannot understand in one sense because they are inferior even to us in that sense. Otherwise, in one sense, just because they are part of primary creation, even they cannot understand. So ultimately one who is a pure devotee, he can understand, even though that pure devotee may appear after them. So the before and after has nothing to do with time in one sense. So when they say after, it means that when people with materialistic mentality, he says that we are part of Prakrita creation, we were created, our bodies were created much before the bodies of these other people were created. If even we cannot understand, how can they understand? Like that. But the point is that it is not about time. You know, the focus is not about time. Even though it is presented in such a way. So one should not come to a conclusion that, oh, the later you are created, I mean, in one sense, what is the meaning of later? Every living entity, it's that in one sense, it is cyclic only. In this creation, later. But this is not the first creation. Creation has been happening from time immemorial, since time immemorial. Like that. So, the Lord is asking the Devatas, you are praising me to obtain insignificant temporary swarga. Why do you not ask for Vaikuntha, which is full of eternal bliss? I know why you have approached. You have approached me. Please save us from the demons and get us back in swarga. I am willing to give you Vaikuntha. Why don't you ask for Vaikuntha? So, Devatas have an answer for this. Persons like us, recently created in the secondary creation. So these are not sense devatas. These are devatas. Recently created in the secondary creation. Cannot understand the supreme abode Vaikuntha belonging to you. To you who award bodies of devatas, men and animals. How can we understand the glories of Vaikuntha? We understand only the glories of Swarga. Swarga is sufficient for us. Like that. So sometimes people also speak like that, right? आप लोग सब महान हैं, हम महान नहीं हैं. तो मतलब आप लोग सब महान हैं का कुछ मतलब नहीं है एक्चुअली इन वन सेंस. मतलब आपको कौन रोक रहा है महान बनने से? हाँ,
उनका इच्छा ही नहीं है.
उनका इच्छा नहीं है. दैट इज द मीनिंग. बट दे वांट टू बी, इट्स अ पॉलिटिकली करेक्ट स्टेटमेंट. सो अरे आपको कौन रोक रहा है महान बनने से? महान बन लो, आ जाओ. नो नो नो, आप महान रहो, हम गिरे हुए व्यक्ति है, हम इधर ही रहेंगे, लाइक दैट. बेसिकली दे आर नॉट कन्विंस्ड, लाइक दैट. ए काउ विल नॉट एक्सेप्ट और डिजायर एनी फूड अदर देन ग्रास एंड हे, इट विल रिफ्यूज मिल्क. वी आर काउस, वी विल एक्सेप्ट ओनली ड्राई ग्रास और वेट ग्रास. You give us milk or milk sweets or like yesterday we had kheer. Cow will not take that. You just give us grass only. That is sufficient. That's what they are telling. Swarga is good enough for us. We are not good enough for Vaikuntha, like that.
They have lost Swarga, that's what they wanted.
They have lost it, that's what they wanted.
What was your question? That last verse, that word came, no? What was that? Yajna Viryaya. So it isn't that the Karma Mamsa thing is rejected here.
Yeah.
But like, is there any reason why the Lord won't give the results of the sacrifices? Because like that is why Krishna, he urged, I guess, Yudhishthira Maharaj to perform Yajna Viryaya, because like people should not feel that you are losers.
Yeah. So what does... So here, of course, here Vishnu Jagadakur explains why I say he is, of course, he gives a different explanation here. He destroys them in the form of time. Yeah. So in that sense, if you take this, he's not directly addressing the refuting the Karma Mimamsa philosophy here. But the point is, he is capable also of not awarding the results. He is capable of not awarding, but he generally rewards. Because those lower philosophies should not get disturbed. But one should not think that the Lord is obliged and he has to give. Yeah. But of course here, Vishnu Jagadakur in his commentary explains, why I say he destroys means he destroys in the form of time. So if that explanation is taken, these two words in conjunction does not necessarily directly refute the Karma Mimamsa philosophy. True.
But today morning also you said, no? I guess you that Govardhan Parikrama, some people do.
And they have material desires
and generally fulfill. That is why they are, that is the
Swami. Yeah, desires. Yeah. Because the process of bhakti is chintamani, na?
Yeah.
So it fulfills.
Sarva kama.
Yeah, kama sarva kama moksha kama udaradi. No, I mean, what is your question?
No, my question got answered. That was what my question was.
Yeah. So yeah, it is not, yeah, correct. Because he clarifies that he destroys means destroys in the form of time. Yeah, that is always there. That is always there. So this does not necessarily indicate a refutation of Karma Mimamsa. But the Karma Mimamsa makes the Lord sort of impotent, in the sense lacking free will, like that. But he can choose not to give also. But generally he chooses to give, so that the lower philosophies are protected, like that. Purport.
Inexperienced man generally does not know what to beg from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is under the jurisdiction of the created material world, and no one knows what benediction to ask when praying to the Supreme Lord. People generally pray to be promoted to the heavenly planets because they have no information of Vaikuntha Loka. Srila Madhvacharya quotes the following verse: Deva Lokat Pitrilokat Niraya Chapi Atparam Tisribhya Paramam Sthanam Vaishnavam Vidushan Patihi. There are different planetary systems known as Devaloka, planets of demigods, Pitriloka, the planet of Pitas, and Niraya, the hellish planets. When one transcends these various planetary systems and enters Vaikuntha Loka, he achieves the ultimate result of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas have nothing to do with the other planetary systems.
Okay. Over?
Yeah.
So actually we didn't read Vishnu Jagadakur's commentary on this.
You read, no?
Did I read?
Yes. Yeah, Vaikuntha
there. Oh, yeah, correct, yeah. Okay. The next verse is a long verse, it's a prose verse. Om Namastestu Bhagavan Narayana Vasudevadi Purusha Mahapurusha Mahanubhava Paramamangala Paramakalyana Paramakarunika Kevala Jagat Adhara Lokaika Nata Sarveshwara Lakshmi Nata Paramahamsa Parivrajakaihi Paramena Atmayoga Samadhina Paribhavita Parisputa Paramahamsya Dharmena Udghatita Tamah Kapata Dware Chitte Apavrita Atmaloke Swayam Upalabdha Nija Sukhanu Bhavo Bhavan. So most of the words are self-explanatory words. So he says, O Lord with six complete qualities, O Narayana form of the Purushavataras, O Vasudev the source of the Purushavataras, O Lord of Vaikuntha, O revealer of splendors to the devotees, O Lord who manifests most auspicious spiritual forms, O Lord with devotees beyond time, O most merciful Lord who give bliss to the devotees. That is the explanation of Paramakarunika. O sole support of the universe, sole Lord of the planets, Lord of all beings, Sarveshwara, O Lord of Lakshmi, Lakshminatha, we offer respects to you who appear along with your uncovered abode in the heart, whose door of ignorance has been opened by clearly manifested and established Bhakti Yoga. Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hrit Saroja Aase Shrutekshitapato Nanunata Pumsam. Through intense concentration using rules and regulations practiced by devotees detached from material life, Paramahamsa Parivrajakaihi Paramena Atmayoga Samadhina Paramahamsa Dharmena Bhakti Yoga. Like that. So he says he is addressing the Lord with in various ways, and he says, we offer respects to you. You appear along with your uncovered abode in the heart, whose door of ignorance has been opened by clearly manifested and established Bhakti Yoga through intense concentration using rules and regulations practiced by devotees detached from material life. Like that. The devatas have already said, how come today power supply has gone for long?
Maybe sometime it happens at this time. This is village.
For how long it will go, any idea? It may go for very long. Haribol. Till this gets discharged, till that we can do. So we'll see. Okay, you have the PPTs. You have, no? Okay. 5%. Okay.
In 3-4 hours it
will. Okay, let's see. The devatas have already said that the Lord is invoked by many names in verses 31. Now they praise Him by addressing Him with these many names. O Lord, complete in six great qualities. They then describe His completeness. O Narayana, by your expansions acting as the Antaryami of the totality of Prakriti of each universe and the Jivas, you are Karanarnavashayi, Garbhodashayi and Shirodashayi. But you are more complete than that as Vasudeva, the source of all expansion. So, first they are addressing Him as Antaryami, the three Antaryamis, Garbhodakshayi, Karanodakshayi Vishnu and Shirodakshayi Vishnu. And he says, that is complete, more complete as Narayana, the source of, or Vasudeva, the source of all expansions. Then, so Vasudeva is the source of Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, who are Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Correct? Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Right? So, Vasudeva is the source of Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. They are the expansions in that sense. Okay, this is of the second Chaturvyuha. Okay? And the source of that second Chaturvyuha is Narayana. So that's what he says. So therefore, first he says, first they say, you are Narayana, the form of the Purushavataras, because the Purushavataras are also called as Narayana. Because Nara means one who has a human form. Naraha means that which comes from Nara, which could refer to the Garbhodaka ocean or the Karanodaka ocean, which are all emanations from the Lord's body. Ayana, one who lies down. Narayana means one who lies down in the water that comes out of Nara. So it can refer to Karanodakshaya Vishnu, it can refer to Garbhodakshaya Vishnu or Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So in that way, actually, here, when he is addressing the Lord as Narayana, it refers to the Purushavataras in this case. Okay. So, this is complete form. More complete is Vasudeva, whose expansion is Sankarshan, whose expansion is Aniruddha, whose expansion is Pradyumna. Sankarshan, Aniruddha and Pradyumna of the second Chaturvyuha, they are Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So as the source of these Purushavataras, Vasudeva is more complete. Okay. And as Adi Purusha, the Lord of Vaikuntha, he is still more complete. Okay. So
the second Chaturvyuha, like Vasudeva expansion is Sankarshan. So from Sankarshan these three Vishnus come, or Sankarshan is Mahavishnu and
Sankarshan is Karanodakshaya Vishnu.
Is same.
So, but you are more complete than that as the Lord of Vaikuntha, Adi Purusha. And how is that form of the Lord of Vaikuntha understood? You have many great splendors suitable for your devotees. Mahapurusha, Mahanubhava. But what happens to my devotees, abode and my form at the time of devastation? Material things may be auspicious, but spiritual things are most auspicious. You have the most auspicious spiritual eternal devotees and abode. Therefore, he is called as Parama Mangala. So, each of those words are described here. Parama Mangala. Parama Mangala means they are most auspicious, meaning they are eternal. You have devotees who are the most proper, since they are not controlled by time. Therefore, they are called as Paramakalyana. They are not controlled by time. Having external perception and being devoured by time, let us take shelter of mercy of you who are an ocean of powers and sweetness. O most merciful Lord, you are realized as bliss itself by those who see internally rather than externally. Raso vai saha rasam hi evayam labdva anandi bhavati. The Lord is addressed not as one who is capable of inducing bliss, but he says he is bliss only. Like that. But when will this happen? Why am I not experiencing the Lord as bliss? When will I experience the Lord as bliss? He says, you exist as an experience of bliss in Vaikuntha, Atmaloke, without covering, apavrite, in the temple of the heart, whose door of deceptive ignorance has been unlocked by Bhakti Yoga, which is addressed as Paramahamsya Dharmena. Clearly manifested and completely established by intense concentration through Yama and Niyama, Atma Yoga, do's and don'ts of Bhakti Yoga. Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hrit Saroja Asse Shrutekshita Pato Nananata Pumsam. You appear along with Vaikuntha when the heart has such qualities, which are born out of practice of Bhakti Yoga. Like that. So that is the elaborate explanation of this elaborate verse, actually. Okay. Any quick comments, questions?
They are all secondary names.
Not all.
Most of them.
Lakshmipati is, Lakshminatha is not secondary name. Okay. Paramakalyana is not secondary name. Paramakarunika is not secondary name. Narayana, in one sense, is not secondary name. But Narayana, if indicates... See, Narayana is not secondary name. But Narayana can mean Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. It can refer to them.
Mm-hmm.
But Narayana itself is a primary name.
It's secondary, no?
How?
Like,
Narayana, when described in this way, see...
No, as
so one who is lying in the waters created of himself.
No, I'm not talking according to that.
So when you talk, when you call the Lord as Srishtikarta, that is secondary. But the Lord lying in his own waters, that is not indicating his activity of creation. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu or Shirodakshaya Vishnu or Karanodakshaya Vishnu, they are spiritual. And they are capable of performing activities in relation to the material world. But they also perform pastimes with their consorts in the spiritual world also. So, in the role of Srishtikarta, they may act. But their role of being Srishtikarta is not directly indicated here. The word Narayana does not indicate that. Okay, so I can call Muktakesh Prabhu as Muktakesh Prabhu, or I can call Muktakesh Prabhu as manager of Vishalnagar, right? So when I call him, for example,
he is
okay. So if I am addressing him as manager of Vishalnagar, then I am indicating his particular role or service. But when I call him as Muktakesh Prabhu, Muktakesh Prabhu is the manager. But when I am addressing him as Muktakesh Prabhu, I am not necessarily, I need not necessarily indicate his role as being a manager. The word itself does not indicate that. So, we are not talking about personalities being primary or secondary. We are talking about names. So the word Narayana itself is a primary name. But when you address that Narayana as Srishtikarta, the word Srishtikarta is a secondary name. You understand, na? So in fact, in this verse, there is not a single secondary name. Everything is a primary name only. Okay.
Jagat Adhara. Jagat
Adhara. That is a secondary name. Yeah, correct. You are right. Okay.
Lokaikanatha.
Yeah, you can say Lokaikanatha. Sarveshwara. Yeah, these are all secondary names. You are right. Okay, let's do a exercise. Okay. Bhagavan Is it primary or secondary?
Secondary.
How?
Primary.
Primary. It's a primary name. Okay. Narayana. Primary. Vasudeva. Primary. Adipurusha.
Primary.
Mahapurusha.
Primary.
Mahan.
Adipurusha.
See the Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bajami. Primary only, na? So when Adipurusha, see, it also depends on, see, primary or secondary, it also depends on the attitude of the person who is calling. By Adipurusha, what you have in mind, it is, we are not discussing Karmakanda, we are discussing Bhakti. So when you, Adipurusha as Adi of all the other incarnations, you are addressing Krishna. Krishna is Govindam Adipurusham. With that in mind. But if you say, but a person can address the Lord as Adi Purusha, as being the source of this universe in which I reside. For him, Adi is this universe. Actually, Adi is himself only. But because he stays in the universe, that is Adi. So, he can refer to Adi Purusha in that way. In that way, in that sense, when Adi Purusha is addressed by a person with that mentality, that Adi Purusha is secondary. Otherwise, Adi Purusha in itself need not be a secondary name.
Jagannath.
Is it primary or secondary? It depends. If you are referring to Jagannath, for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, when we address Jagannath, oh, it is the pinnacle of primary names because he is Mahabhava Swarupa. So that way, this is like, you know, in our understanding, this is like the greatest of primary names. But Jagannatha can also refer to secondary, like that. Mahapurusha, Mahanubhava. What is that? Mahapurusha refers to the devotees. Mahanubhava refers to one who reveals the splendors or the greatness or glories of his devotees. Okay. So that is primary only. Paramamangala. Primary only. You see the meaning. Based on the meanings you say. Paramakalyana.
Primary.
Parama Karunika, Jagat Adhara, secondary. Kevala Jagat Adhara, Lokeka Nata, Sarveshwara, could be secondary, primary you can say, Lakshmi Nata, primary. Okay. The rest are all like, you know, one connected Lord, long, but it is all primary only. Okay. Purport you read?
No.
I can read.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead has numerous transcendental names pertaining to different grades of revelation to various grades of devotees and transcendentalists. When he is realized in his impersonal form, he is called the Supreme Brahman. When realized as the Paramatma, he is called Antaryami. And when he expands himself in different forms for material creation, he is called Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Karanodakshaya Vishnu. When he is realized as Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, the Chaturvyuha, who are beyond the three forms of Vishnu, he is the Vaikuntha Narayan. Above realization of Narayan is realization of Baldev, and above that is realization of Krishna.
So the same hierarchy is presented by Prabhupada also. In a slightly different way, but basically he is indicating that hierarchy which Vishnu Chakradhakur has also mentioned.
All these realizations are possible when one engages fully in devotional service.
What is Prabhupada talking about here?
That Paramahamsa.
Yeah. Paramahamsa Dharmena. Apavrita Atma Loke Chitte Udghatita Tamah Kapata Dware Paribhavita Parisputa. Like that.
The covered core of one's heart is then completely open to receiving an understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various forms.
Okay.
This word Paramahamsa Dharma, that is like Bhakti Yoga only.
It mostly refers to Bhakti Yoga, but sometimes it can refer to the path of liberation also. Any path of liberation can also be called as. But mostly it refers to bhakti only. Tata paramahamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidhanartham katam pashyema hi striyah. Like that. Vyavastitanam anumrugya dashuse. Yeah, in that verse only he comes. It comes. Bhuyo nama sadvrijinas chide satam asambhavaya akila sattvamurtaye pumsam puna paramahamsya ashrame vyavastitanam anumrugya dashuse, he says. Yeah. In that paramahamsya ashrame refers to those who are aspiring liberation, I think. Yeah. Giver of liberation for those who are aspiring after liberation, like that. Okay. So verse number 34. Again, this is a prose verse. So anyway, we cannot memorize prose verses. Durava bodha iva tavayam vihara yogo yad asharano asharira idam anvekshitasmat samavaya atmaneva abhikriyamanena sagunam agunaha srijasi pasi harasi. He says, it is difficult to understand that you, though engaged in pastimes in the spiritual world, vihara yogo, asharano, without a material shelter, asharira, without actions in a material body, asmat samavaya anvekshita, without the assistance of the devatas like us, agunaha, without material gunas. So you are there in the spiritual world, engaged in your spiritual pastimes, you are without a material shelter, you are without actions in a material body, you are without the assistance of devatas, you are without material gunas, but still you create, maintain and destroy the universe made of the gunas without transformation of your swarupa, avikriyamanena, though you are also the material elements. You are the material elements, are your energy only. When clay is transformed into pot, clay is not there. Clay has become pot. When you make 1 kilogram clay, you take to make a pot, which will be mostly about 700 grams because 300 grams will water will be gone. So, but then you can't still have 1 kilogram clay, right? So similarly, but when the Supreme Lord, he is the material cause of this universe also. And when unlimited purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate, how is it possible? That is why Gajendra addresses the Supreme Lord as Adbhuta Karanaya. You are the most astonishing cause. Because whenever one matter transforms into another matter, that which has transformed is gone into the transformed. So that which was transformed is not there. You are the material cause. From you come many material things, transformations, but still you are full. That is why namo namaste akila karanaya nishkaranaya adbhuta karanaya, like that Gajendra addresses the Supreme Lord. So that's what he is telling. Oh, it is very difficult to understand how you are there in the spiritual world performing your spiritual pastimes and you have no material shelter, no material body, you are not assisted by the devatas, you have no material gunas, but still you create, maintain, destroy the whole universe which is made of gunas, and in doing all that your swarupa is not transformed, even though you are the material elements also, because they are your energy. So if you say, I lifted this bottle, or my hand lifted this bottle, or my energy lifted this bottle, it's all the same, right? So to say, oh, the Lord did not create, his energy created. Are his energy created means he only created, na? So he created, but then still there is no transformation of the Swarupa. How is it possible? Clay, Swarupa is gone. The wet clay, semi-solid clay, after it has been shaped and baked by the potter, there is no clay. There is no wet clay. Its Swarupa is gone. So that's what the devatas are astonished. We also create, we also maintain, we also destroy. But we are not performing, simultaneously performing pastimes in the spiritual world. We have a body, we are able to create because we have a material body. We have the assistance of other devatas. And we are made of material gunas, at least our bodies. Okay? And after creation, whatever we have used, you know, we do expend our energy. We are not still the same personalities after we create. You know, we have expended our energy, time, and all that. But how is it that you also create things made of matter, even though you are not made of matter? So this is what, you know, they are astonished. So, Srila Vishnu Jagadagur says, though you are beyond the gunas, Atma Rama, oh, now I remember. Okay. So, yesterday I said I forgot something, right? Swarupa. Today I remember. Okay. So, in Bhakti Sandarbha, very simple explanation Jiva Goswami gives. He says, look, do the Shastras say that the Supreme Lord is Atma Rama? What is the meaning of Atma Rama? One who is self-satisfied in his self. Correct, na? Then, do the scriptures say Bhaktya Tutosha Bhagavan? It says, can you recollect some other verses where the Lord says that he is satisfied by bhakti?
Patram
Pushpam Phalam Toyam Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hrit Saroja Asya Shruta Ikshita Pato Nananata Pumsam. So many verses. There are so many verses which indicates Krishna is Atmarama. Atmaramam Purnakamam Nijalabena Nityada. It says. And the Shastras also say he is pleased by bhakti. One, so then that challenges his Atmaram nature. Right? So it cannot be. So both statements, so what would you conclude if both statements have to be right?
Devotees are a part of his Swarup.
Yeah. Bhakti is a part of his Swarup Shakti.
Bhakti in the heart of that devotee.
Yeah. Bhakti is Swarup Shakti of the Lord. Bhakti is the Swarupa of the Lord. Only then the Atmaram nature of the Lord would not be challenged. If bhakti was not the Lord's Swarupa, if bhakti was not Swarup Shakti, then you cannot say Bhaktya Tutosha Bhagavan, or you cannot say the Lord is Atmarama. So if the Lord has to be pleased with the self and still be pleased by bhakti, which means bhakti has to be part of his self. It has to be part of his Swarup Shakti. So that's what Jiva Goswami says. Yeah, in that. So though you are beyond the gunas, Atma Rama, enjoying eternally in Vaikuntha, you also play in the material realm by carrying out creation and destruction by methods difficult for us to understand. How do you do it? We can't do it. That you engage in playing seems to be difficult to understand. It is easy to understand for intelligent devotees, but difficult to understand for others. Because why is it easy for intelligent devotees to understand? Okay. Because they just accept that the Lord has Achintya Shakti which we cannot understand. Okay. Like that. They don't try to figure it out. They accept.
Hmm.
Yeah, achintya. And achintya is not a very difficult thing. I mean, that verse that comes, achintyaha kaluye bhava natam starkena yojayet. Prakrityascha prakritebhya paramyascha yattad achintyasya lakshanam. That verse says. So, achintya is there in this material world also. Now, this is not a very difficult concept. You know, that which is beyond the scope of your pratyaksha and anuman is achintya for you. Alright, okay. For a 5th grade person, 10th grade syllabus is achintya. So there needs to be some kind of orientation and cultivation so that that 5th grade student can gradually come to the stage where he can understand 10th grade syllabus. So why should that be so difficult? For one to understand. Because someone may say, no, you see, you have a microscope, whether it is a second standard boy or a 12th standard boy or a PhD student, everyone can look into the microscope and see. Yeah, they can see, but what they can understand? Correct? So, you will say atom. Can the second standard boy understand atom? In exactly what it means, what it really means, he cannot. Electron, positron, you say whatever, you know, you can say you cannot understand anything. So, what is the utility of that seeing? Like that.
Prabhupada gives one example that when a mechanic sees the car engine, what he will hear the sound and he will get, you know, understand the problem.
Yeah.
But even a mechanical engineer cannot understand.
Correct.
So this is also achintya. For a layman, it is achintya.
Yeah.
But for a mechanic, he can immediately recognize the problem.
Correct. Yeah. So, it is easy to understand for intelligent devotees, but difficult to understand for others. Why? Because you have no shelter and have not bodily actions. But Shruti says that the creator has a form with 1,000 heads. Sahasra shirsha purushaha, sahasraksha sahasrapat. You give no regard to assistance from us, the presiding deities of the hand and other sense organs. For everyone else, their functioning of their organs depends on the sense devatas, whereas the functioning of the sense devatas depends on the Supreme Lord. Though you are the material cause of the universe, you are without transformation. You see, he quotes this same verse. If one accepts vivartavad, so vivartavad is the Mayavadi interpretation. So vivartavad says that if one accepts vivartavad, then it is not astonishing that you are without transformation, since the transformations are illusory. So vivartavad means, they say, look, Brahman, anything which transforms, if the cause becomes an effect, okay, then the cause transforms into effect, correct? But the Shastras say that the Brahman is not transformable. So therefore, what you see as transformation is illusory. Because if you see transformation, which means the cause must have transformed. But the Shastra say cause does not transform, which means the effect is illusory. This is what Vivartavad says. But the Vaishnavas say, no, Shakti Parinamavad. Vivarta and Parinama, both means transformation. Parinama is there, Vivarta is there. But the Purusha does not undergo Vivarta, but his Shakti undergoes Parinama. Shakti Parinamavad. So his energies undergo transformation, he himself does not undergo transformation. So for Vivartavadis, there is no astonishment. Why? Because any transformation is illusory, no? It's only illusion. When the illusion is removed, you will understand there is no transformation. According to Vivartavadis. But for those telling Shakti Parinamavad, it is an astonishment. Why? Because only Krishna can do it. Therefore Gajendra says, but it is astonishing if one does not accept Vivartavad. Gajendra does not accept. Therefore he says, Namo Namaste Akila Karanaya Nishkaranaya Adbhuta Karanaya. Adbhuta Karanaya. My Lord, you are the cause of all causes, but you have no cause. Akila Karanaya, but Nishkaranaya. Therefore, you are the astonishing cause of everything. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Astonishing cause. This means, what is that? Something is. What do I do? I will read what? I am also not able to see.
You are also not able to see.
This means that you are astonishing. You are astonishing as the cause because you are without transformation, though you are the material cause. Correct, no? Okay. Guess work. Though you are without gunas, you create the universe with gunas. How is it possible? You are astonishing as the cause. Because you are without transformation, though you are the material cause. Because any material cause undergoes transformation to become the effect. Though you are without gunas, you create the universe with gunas. He uses the same example. Of course, this is a very standard example. A potter with gunas, taking support of a place, using his body and taking assistance, using a potter's wheel, stick, creates a pot with gunas by transformation of clay and other materials. But it is difficult to understand how you, without gunas, without support, without assistance and without a material body, creates this universe. How is it possible? That's what he is indicating. Okay, any quick comments, questions?
This last statement you meant, that is Gajendra's statements.
Gajendra, no? Yeah. Namo Namaste Akila Karanaya.
The next line. All these things are told by Gajendra?
No. Gajendra, no. This is the explanation of what the demigods have spoken, given by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Yeah.
You are quoting Jiva Goswami that bhakti is the swarup of God.
Yeah.
That Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also, while talking about ahit, that cause of bhakti. Ahit, okay.
Correct.
How someone else can be the cause to give bhakti. Then the bhakti in the heart of the Vaishnavas become the cause.
Correct.
Which is that, in that context. And that bhakti belongs to Lord Vishnu.
Yeah, correct. Like that is true.
Use the
but he does not touch that point there. He does not touch that point there. But that is also true. What you say is true. But he, that's a different context. It's a different context.
That's for Ahetuki. This is for like the Lord is self-sufficient, and how that contradictions are there in the Lord.
See, that Ahetuki means self-causative. So self-causative means it cannot have any other cause other than itself. So if bhakti is causing bhakti, then it is self-causative. So bhakti in the heart of the devotee causes bhakti in the heart of the receiver. So in that way it is self-causative. Okay. That way I explain. But this is a different context where if the Lord is Atmaram, how can he be pleased by bhakti? Then he is not Atmaram. That is one way of thinking, correct. Let's think in another way. You accept both statements as right. Shastras cannot be wrong. Both statements are right. Okay? So which means, if both statements are right, then the Lord is Atmaram and Lord is pleased by Bhakti, which means Bhakti is his Swarupa, is his Atma, is a part of his Atma. So therefore, so it is like if someone says, I am self-satisfied, I don't need anyone. And then he says that I take great pleasure in singing. So you just said you are self-satisfied. But now you are telling you take great pleasure in singing. Singing means I am only singing, I am not expecting, you know, help from anyone else. I sing and I take pleasure. I am self-satisfied. So like that. So the Lord says, I am self-satisfied. I am pleased by Bhakti. Contradiction. No, Bhakti is part of me only. It's part of my Swarupa only. So when I say, I am Atmaram, as a part of my Atma is Bhakti only. So therefore, there is no contradiction there, like that.
Like one of the recent Maharaj said that we living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and love in the heart of living entities are part and parcel of Srimati Radharani's love like this.
Yeah, correct.
So that only can please.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Okay. When should we break? You tell me.
34
has a purport. 34 has a purport, but before we go to the purport, when should we break?
Now?
Yeah. Okay, after the purport we'll break. So after the purport we'll break.
The Brahma Samhita 5.37 says, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always situated in Goloka Vrindavan. It is also said, Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. Krishna never goes even a step from Vrindavan. Nevertheless, although Krishna is situated in his own abode Goloka Vrindavan, he is simultaneously all pervading and is therefore present everywhere. This is very difficult for a conditioned soul to understand, but devotees can understand how Krishna, without undergoing any changes, can simultaneously be in his abode and be all pervasive. The demigods are understood to be the various limbs of the Supreme Lord's body. Although the Supreme Lord has no material body and does not need anyone's help, he is never spread everywhere. Mayatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktam murtina. Nevertheless, he is spread everywhere. Nevertheless, he is not present everywhere in his spiritual form. According to Mayavad philosophy, the Supreme Truth...
Okay. One of the questions asked by Dharwad devotees is how to defeat Vivartavad. Please listen to the purport. Prabhupada is doing it already.
He is spread everywhere. Nevertheless, he is not present everywhere in his spiritual form. According to the Mayavad philosophy, the Supreme Truth being all pervasive does not need a transcendental form. The Mayavadis suppose that since his form is distributed everywhere, he has no form. This is untrue. The Lord keeps his transcendental form and at the same time he extends everywhere.
That is why they say Adbhuta Karanaya. Adbhuta why? For the Mayavadis, there is no Adbhuta. Why? Because anything that is contradictory for them is illusory. Because they don't accept the Achintya Shakti of the Supreme Lord. So, magic can be very thrilling. But you are not really astonished because it is magic only. Otherwise, a magician will become the richest person, right? Like that, 500 rupees notes. Throughout the day he can keep doing like that, right? Every second one 500 rupees notes he can create. And then he will become the richest person. He does not need to perform magic shows to earn his money. So after doing hours and hours of magic shows, someone may give him like 20,000 rupees, 30,000 rupees. Why he has to do that? he can... So for them... So the audience are not, they are admiring the magic show, they are having a good entertainment, but they are not like really in one sense so astonished. So similar way, the Mayavadis are not astonished because for them, illusion only. It's not real. But the devotees are astonished. Astonished not in a doubting way, in a very grateful, admiring and appreciating way they are astonished. Only the Lord can do it. And they accept, you know, achintya. Like that.
Here Prabhupada is writing, he is spirit everywhere, nevertheless he is not present everywhere in his spiritual form.
In one sense, as his energy, he is spread in two ways. As his energy he is spread, and even as the Paramatma is spread.
Yeah.
So as the Paramatma is spiritual, as the energy he is material.
Bahiranga Shakti.
As Bahiranga Shakti is also his spread. That is his Bahiranga only, that is not his Swarupa.
So, that refers to the atoms on like matter.
Matter. Yeah, that is his energy only, na?
Matter.
Yeah.
The matter is comprised of
atoms. Yeah, it is like, I give the same example. Yeah. I am lifting the bottle. Yeah, I am not lifting. My energy is only lifting. So, but energy is himself only. So, he is spread, but in one sense his energy is only spread.
Yeah.
Like that.
So, there are two ways of understanding it.
Yeah, yeah. Over purport.
Hmm.
Okay. So, we will break here till what time? Whatever Adi Gopal Prabhu says. Half an hour. Is it okay? So, it's 1:10, so 1:40 we will resume again, and then we will go on till 3:30. Is it okay? No.
Can you longer break? Evening where to go?
Evening today I am not going anywhere. So you want a longer break?
Evening we can take.
Acha. Okay. Yeah, I am okay. I am okay with anything. So, you all decide. So,